Time to talk to Dr. Kelly Milkerrick from our hometown chiropractic center at 1338 North 4th Street here in Tomahawk. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
As I was just telling you off the air, I am feeling miserable today. I feel like I'm going to fall off my chair here. I know I don't have COVID from a couple of tests last night, but I understand there's a lot of this seasonal crud going around here.
There really is, which we see a lot this time of year, which is why I thought I would talk about natural ways to boost your immune system, because we all know we were all around a bunch of people for the holidays, so we were exposed to other things, other environments. We also probably, I know myself included, probably consumed a little bit more sugar than we usually do with the holidays. And for a lot of people with New Year's, you know, the consumption of alcohol is common for many. And so, you know, high sugar diet and alcohol can cause our immune system to decrease. And then a really big thing, because I'm going on vacation, so I've been talking to people about the sun, and that's what I'm looking forward to most about being gone, is it has been gray here, I think, since October. And so our vitamin D levels are lower than usual this time of year, because usually in the fall we have a lot more sun, I feel like, than we did this year. And so we were able to build more vitamin D levels. And so with our depleted vitamin D levels, with how gray it's been, I mean, we can't even spend much time outside in the sun at all, because we barely see it ever. Plus, there's not many activities we can do without the snow and not as much ice. So taking vitamin D is huge, because we're all deficient right now. I know I am myself. I've been trying to boost up my own vitamin D to help my immune system. And so we've kind of created this perfect storm for sicknesses with the holidays. So I wanted to give some tips. I'll start with the vitamin D, since I started there already. That is a great thing we should always be taking through the winter up north. I know I've said it many times before, and I'll keep saying it. You want to take a vitamin D3, at least 5,000 IUs, maybe more depending on what your vitamin D level is. You can always go to your medical doctor and ask for a vitamin D test to get your levels checked, because it's needed for so many things, including our immune system, but also it acts as a hormone in our body. So it helps regulate a lot of things. Taking vitamin C helps build your immune system. And then elderberry is one of my favorite ones for kids and adults to take, just to help with general immune system balance and just helping it be stronger. One thing that we've also probably been lacking is proper sleep and a proper sleep schedule. Remember, we want to be getting about 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. When we start having less sleep than that, our body goes into a sleep deprivation. That will also leave your body more vulnerable to being sick. Like I mentioned, right now, a lot of us can't do our normal winter activities. So I've noticed a lot of people are spending a lot more time inside, but we really should try to get outside and walk for at least 20 minutes a day. The fresh air really does help power our body and helps our body be stronger. So I do recommend a 20-minute walk each day, making sure we're drinking plenty of water. We've talked many times about drinking half our body weight in ounces of water a day. That would be great to do. At least having close to that would help. I find many people do not drink anywhere near as much water. And then making sure we're having lots of fruits and vegetables in our diet. Remember, the more colors we have on our plate, not artificially added colors, but natural colors, the more variety in vitamins and nutrients and antioxidants we get. And so that will also help our body have the building blocks it needs to help fight off different infections. And two more, I'm sure you can guess this one, getting adjusted can help your body just adapt to stresses. And being sick is a stress. And so not that if you're under chiropractic care, you never get sick, but what I find is that the body's able to fight it off better, and we see less complications. I've had lots of kids in, I think I mentioned last time, that usually have to go and get nebulizing treatments and go to the hospital when they get bad colds, and they've been able to fight it off themselves at home now just from being under care. So that's amazing to see how much stronger the body can get when the brain can talk to the rest of the body. And then the last tip I have is to try and manage your stress, because when our body is in fight or flight mode, our body doesn't take care of itself the way it should. It doesn't focus on rest and digest, which is our immune system function as well. And therefore, we're more likely to get sick and not be able to fight it off the way we want to, which is another reason why chiropractic helps, because it does allow our body to get into that rest and digest mode better.
Perhaps somebody wants to start a New Year's resolution and go and getting regular chiropractic treatments. What's the best way to do that at Hometown Chiropractic Center, Kelly?
I would call our phone number at 715-453-5365, and the girls can get you set up with an appointment and get you scheduled for a neurospinal scan so we can see what's going on with your nervous system and how we can optimize it.
All right, Dr. Kelly, thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day. Have your best weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, feel better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, you can still do all those things the right way and still get sick. I feel like I've been doing a lot of those things, but here I am, sicker than a dog this morning. 453-5365 to make an appointment at our Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th here in Tomahawk. You can see them and like them on Facebook as well.